I saw and heard in the name of Lubavitcher Rebbe Zichrono Livracha an amazing, amazing simple Chassidish Avart about this tkufa of Sefer Bamidbar. Bamidbar starts, Torah tells us that it's going to record what happened to Klal Yisrael in the second month of the second year in the Midbar. In Parshas Baloscha, the Torah tells us that in the first month, Klal Yisrael in there brought the Karban Pesach in the second year. And then there were people who were Tamei, and they said, Lama Nigara. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zichrono Livracha points out that there is a fascinating dialectic that's going on over here. And he brings out a very, very, very powerful Yesod, and even Musar in our Avodas Hashem. He says, on the one hand, Klal Yisrael and Pesach Shem is so beautiful. Lama Nigara. Why should we be left out? They wanted to bring the Karban Pesach. Yet Rashi points out there's an obvious problem. When did the Parsha of Pesach take place? Of course it takes place in Nisan. Parshas Bamidbar, the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, starts in the second month, in Iyar. So Rashi points out, this is one of the sources, Ein Mukdam U'Muchar B'Torah, and why isn't Parshas Baloscha mentioned first? Well, the Karban Pesach Sheni, because it's Bignusan Shel Yisrael, that they only did the Karban Pesach one time. So on the one hand, there were stragglers who came along and said, Lama Nigara, they brought the Karban Pesach, we also want to. And Bali Machshava speak about the idea that if a person wants, there really is always opportunity for a Pesach Sheni. Yet at the same time, it's Bignusan Shel Yisrael that Klal Yisrael did not bring the Karban Pesach the rest of the time in the Midbar. I heard a Lubavitcher Chassid ask in the name of the Rebbe Zichrono Livracha, what did the Bnei Yisrael do that's wrong? They couldn't bring the Karban Pesach. They couldn't do Mila in the Midbar. If they couldn't do Mila in the Midbar, then they couldn't bring the Karban Pesach, those who were in Gemalt. So the truth is, the Lubavitcher Rebbe didn't ask the question the first time. Taisus asks it in Lamed Ches on the base, in Kedushin. Taisus asks this question. And I think what the Rebbe was developing Taisus' answer. Taisus in Kedushin on Lamed Ches on the base asks this question. He asks on the Medrash that says, Gnusan Shel Yisrael. So Taisus says, it was Bnei Yisrael's fault. It's our Averis that kept us in the Midbar for 40 years. So that's Gnusan Shel Yisrael. Gnusan Shel Yisrael is not the Karban Pesach itself. That's just a symptom, Tosa says. But the cause was the stuff that left us in the Midbar. Think about it. You know, we're already thinking towards Simchas Torah already, right? In the Parshas HaShavua, we're only in the second year. There's another 38 years that's going to... We sort of don't think about that. Most of the time in the Midbar is not the Parshas of Shmos Vayikra. All the time in the Midbar itself is a very, very small window from now towards the end of Sefer Devarim, towards Sefer Devarim. The Rebbe Zichrono Livracha is quoted as saying like this, L'Aniyas Daiti, what he's giving is the Chassidus behind the Taisus. The Rebbe supposedly answered like this. On the one hand, Pesach Sheni, Klal Yisrael said, Lo Mani Gora. They saw other people doing it, then they wanted to do it themselves. On the other hand, B'zeh HaLashon, if Klal Yisrael really wanted it, then through tefillah, they could have changed the metzius. If they really, really wanted something, if a person really, really wants something, ba'omek halev, if there's really a ratzon, b'derek shadam ratzon leilech HaKadosh Baruch Hu malichin asa. Well, Nias Daiti, that's the Chassidus behind the Taisus. Taisus is saying, not Stam, that's our fault that we did those Averis. We're not perfect. But if a person has the Ratzon to really, really change, then they could do anything. The power that's inside of a person goes so much further than we ever imagined. And the greatest proof is that it's been recorded and accepted scientifically that if, God forbid, a mother sees her child trapped under a car, the small lady could lift the car to take the, to remove their children. The kochos that are inside of a person, the kochos ha-nefesh that are inside of us, with the koach of tefillah, is absolutely mind-boggling. Kochos that are inside of a people. And memela, that's what Tanya's Daiti Tosus is saying. The Rebbe is saying pshat in the Tosus. Then memela, because that ratzon wasn't so deep, and we didn't have that chuka, so then we went around in circles, and we ran around in circles. The Rebbe goes on, and he says the same thing as in regards to Mashiach, in regards to Geula. Klal Yisrael really, really wants Geula. If the Ratzon is really, really that deep, and it's a very, very powerful Yisod, we don't have to Chas v'Chalil be Mashiachis, we don't have to be Lubavitch or Chassidim, but She'ifa? Is there a real, real She'ifa for Geula? Are we quite comfortable, we're quite happy? When we see other people in Ruchnias, then it's a beautiful thing. Baruch Hashem, we have Kinas Sofrim here. We have people who are growing, who desire to grow more and more and more, and they see that there's people out there who are learning at night, and they say, me too, Iguana. They also want it. Matovu Manoyim. That's the Madrega of Loma Nigara. They already see that someone else brought the Karan Pesach. They want it also. But what if no one is doing it? What if no one's davening for Geula? What happens if no one has a She'ifas for Godless? So then we spin around in circles. The kochos of tefillah, kochos ha-nefesh, are so much greater than we ever thought of. And that's the tain of Gnus and Shal Yisrael. That's something we have to ask ourselves. That's something that we have to really, really make a deep cheshbon. How much of the kochos that are inside there, tomim benefesh, how much of those kochos have we really tapped into? I find all the time, boys who are second year boys, first year boys, even third year boys, make a mistake that they bite off too much. They try, they want to do this, they want to finish shas, they want to do this. A lot of young Talmidim bite off. But how many people do you know of our age who are biting off too much that they can handle? How many people who already have gone through life and Baruch Hashem already have families and already have reached way past that erroneous impressions of adolescence who say, you know what? I'm going to try, I'm going to squeeze a little bit more out of my day. You know, I tell you all the time, the story of Reb Shlomo Pearl, I'm very much inspired because we have the night call together. Reb Shlomo Pearl decided, well, he was quite an elderly man who was a professional, he decided that he's going to take a topic. Maybe I should ask Reb Nevinsel this question. Reb Pearl decided, he said he was a very professional, he was in his 50s, he said he could no longer be a poisek hador, but he can no longer be someone who knows Kol HaTorah Kula to be able to answer Shaila in any area. But he decided that he was going to take one area of halacha, Hilchos Shabbos. He has a very popular shiur in Brooklyn, in the Bostoner Shul on Ellen 26 or 27. And he gives popular shiurim. He's got to be well into his 80s. And he decided that he's going to become a baki in Hilchos Shabbos, that he's going to speak and learning with all the Gedolei Hador in Hilchos Shabbos. And sure enough, 20 years later, that's what he is. Why? He decided that he was going to... My shaila of whether that was correct was whether it was right for him to be Mevater and everything else. But the kochos that are inside of a person are tremendous. We have to start. Realistically, we have to start. You know, what makes sense and what makes sense. But we're no longer guilty of the Shana Bet and Shana Gimel mistakes. In other words, we understand a little bit what Shas is. We understand that we're not going to learn Shas in a year. But one of the fellows who learns here told me, he decided, you know what, I'm going to give a chance, I'm going to give Daf Yomi a chance. I'm going to try. By the way, one practical Eitzah in doing Biki or something like Daf Yomi is if you miss, keep on going. Jot down what you missed and keep on going. Don't get caught up in your failures. You miss, you write down, and then you keep on going. But everybody needs to make a cheshbon, whether it's not, I'm not only talking about learning, this is Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. How many people that you know that really, really tried to do something seriously, and they needed modifications, they needed to change, B'derech sh'adam rotzeh leich HaKadosh Baruch Hu malichen alsai. Harchav pichu v'amaleyu. If a person really, really asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he needs to be mevakesh. Without tefillah, there's nothing. But you need to be mevakesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah is l'espalel. It reflects what's deeply inside of a person. But once you have that she'ifa, then you're going to accomplish it. There's no suffix. There's no suffix. Again, every once in a while, you and I have an adolescent perspective as well. It can't be an immature perspective. We have to make a cheshbon whether it's something that's serious, that's realistic, and so on. But the moment in which a person begins to say, wait a second, you know, I could stretch myself a little bit more. I could be a little bit better of a husband. I could be a little bit better of a father. I could learn a little bit more of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. I could connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through davening more. There's a mitzvah that I could excel in. How many of us have done like the Noam Elimelech, who asked ourselves, Noam Elimelech had his mitzvah that he was going to excel in. You have 613 to choose from. Nebuch, we don't have all of them. 613 mitzvahs, there are many mitzvahs to choose from. In Chassidus we say that's Taryag Etin, is Lashon Hazar. Taryag Etin Shebet Torah. Was Etin, there's 613 Eitzos of Iskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we don't say this to high school kids, that there's 613 suggestions that they'll decide. The ones in Achrei Mos, the Yisra Arayas, those they'll take out. But what does it mean? What's pshat that there's 613 Eitzos of Iskarvus? The answer is it's 613 Eitzos of Iskarvus because these are different vehicles to bring a person closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Noam Elimelech says that a person could choose a mitzvah and say, this is the mitzvah that I'm going to try to excel in. So Be'ezer Hashem, we should be Zoicha to really, really be Mekayim, this Harchav Pichav Amalein. That Tviyah of Gnusan Shal Yisrael, that's a denigration of Klal Yisrael when it doesn't live up to the fact that it could have aspired for more. And the truth is, the most powerful part of it is in regards to Geula. In regards to Geula. How much are we really shayif for Geula? It's mamish and avoda. In many ways, it's a bigger avoda for us, or zocha, to be in Eretz Yisrael, to be surrounded by ruchnius and so on and so forth. What does Geula mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given so much to us. So as we come closer towards Av, I leave that open as a question for a person to really make a cheshbon. What does Geula mean? But the mussar is that we shouldn't chas v'chalila be nichlal in that gnusa and shal Yisrael. Not only to have that madrega of lama nigora, of that kina sofrim, but mamish more, a greater sheifa.